Them Jewish tunnels took the heat off Kanye.
Feel like in your mind that she's lying, so you treat her like a liar.
Social media is not a diary.
People be horny, man.
It took me 18 years to find my own.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo, this is the Mad Rapper, son, for real. I'm mad, and I stay mad, I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off. Tell her why you mad.
The Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia starts now. What are you fake mad about today?
The Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. Live and in effect, the mic is on. People, how you doing out there? Thank you for rocking with us. While I got your attention, make sure you go ahead and nominate the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B for Best of Charleston. The link will be in the description as well as all over social media. We can't rock the vote if you don't nominate us. So get there. This is the first show of the new year. Happy New Year. I think the theme for today is going to be red flags or warnings, not challenges. And a lot of these will relate to that. But before we rock on, y'all know me, I'm Fousey B. Let's bring into the conversation the two guys who are here the most. Nate the Great from Albany, a.k.a.
Nasty, nasty, nasty Nate the Great.
Say what's up to him, Nate.
What's going on, guys? It's Nate. Just happy to be back here. Happy New Year, everybody. And fuck Corey.
Hey, shout out to Whatever Face Podcast with Corey. They just did their 200th episode. I was lucky enough to be on it. It was a great time. Next up, the kid.
Brian B. Knowing.
Say what's up to the people.
Hello, world. How you doing, all you beautiful people and everybody else?
Especially everybody else.
Especially everybody else.
And our established guest, he's been before, Mr. Tickety Tockety, whatever he called you, Jesus Bubs, Daywalker Night, whatever he said. King Moses from the porch is back. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, man? It's your boy King Moses, man, live from the porch. You know what I mean? I'm out here praying for these kids. And talking smack about these gypsy Jezebels.
The gypsy Jezebels. All right, let's make it fun real quick, fellas. Starting with you, Brian. What would the movie name of your last relationship be? He's like, that wasn't in the notes.
Right, yeah, you messed me up with that one. All right, man, wrap it up. Let it go. Let it go. There we go. Let it go. All right, let it go.
All right. Nate, what would the movie name of your last relationship be?
Nut job.
That's there, triple entendre.
There's a lot going on there, man. Take it for what you want.
All right, King Moses. What would the movie?
The Great Escape.
Oh, The Great Escape.
That's an amusement park here.
I would have said Dear John, but I didn't write the letter when I left, so.
You just dipped
and took all of the stuff, left up out of there, and left her with the rent money to pay on her own.
That was nice of you. That was nice.
No. She was expecting it, so she had to pay that, not me. I left.
Left her with the rent to pay. I thought you said left her with the rent money. I was like,
No. We're not giving any money. We left her the rent to pay, and that was it. So, Great Escape.
Okay, that's very nice of you. I take that back. But yeah, mine would be, I was thinking about this, is it'd be my last relationship, so it'd be User Not Found, a love story.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Catch me on the block. All right.
There's a lot going on there, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, a couple of thoughts. I already said red flags and warnings, not challenges. So that's my thing for the day. Also, someone posted this, and I want to get you guys, this is not even a topic yet, but this girl said, loneliness has treated me better than any man has. King Moses, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, my theme is it's gypsy shit. You know, some of these girls put this nonsense out there, whatever, this gypsy babble, to get attention from dudes to come rescue them and save them and be on their Derek Jackson, Ebony Queen or whatever, I'll save you from the the loneliness and all this nonsense or whatever. I don't believe
here
it.
I come to save the day.
You know what I mean? You don't want that jagged edge. He don't love you like I do type shit or whatever. I'm not buying it. It's gypsy shit. I can see right through it.
Nate, what are your thoughts? Loneliness is treating me better than any man.
He just died. That was ISO right there. Wow. God, damn. Oh, my answer ain't that elaborate. She lying. Because why you feel the need to post that? Why you got to let us know that's happening? Because you hurting inside. Go fix that. Because you know the minute a man come up to you and offer you like, hey, you want to hang out? You're going to be all over it and talk about how that's your king. And you're going to get it like tatted on your titty. So just stop lying for the internet.
Ladies and men, I need y'all to realize social media is not a diary. And the internet never forgets. Brian, what are your thoughts on that? Loneliness is treating me better than any man has. That's what the woman said.
I believe you, queen. Forget what these people talk about. I believe you. That's what's wrong. Say nah. That's sad to hear. If she telling the truth, yo, that's sad. But also in this time of loneliness, it's time for you to reflect and figure out
that's
why
her
you
fault.
Keep picking people. That I give you the first one or two, first one, you don't know what they're going to do. But if you get 3, 4, 5 people that make you feel better alone than with them, you got to do some reevaluation, man. Your pick meter is off. You ain't picking the right ones.
It's you. All right, speaking of sad or crazy, let's get to this first topic. Man who leaped at judge charged with attempted murder in Nevada courtroom attack. The man who leaped at a judge over the bench as he waited to be sentenced has been charged with attempted murder in Nevada courtroom attack. It was one of the multiple allegations found against Deborah Dungone Redden. If my name was Deborah and I'm a man, I already have problems.
A young man at that.
A young man. He's 30.
Yeah. So he got a woman's name and generationally the name was still off.
Yeah. Hey, his name is Deborah Dungone. He double D's. He finished a battery on a protected officer, extortion by threat, and intimidating a police officer. He was charged Monday in connection with the attack on January 3rd, widely seen via courtroom security video. Before the attack, Judge Mary Kay, oh, like the little people that walk around selling Mary Kay lotion and shit.
I used to go to those parties in college.
Why do I believe you? Reddit's prior record necessitated a taste of something else besides the virtual freedom he saw in an unrelated case, alleging attempted battery with substantial harm. He vaulted over the defense table, dived across the judge's bench, and landed atop the judge, slamming her head against the wall, striking her in the head, and pulling out her hair. That was the judge was treated for injuries on site after she hit another desk as court officials brawled with Redden. A relative later took the judge to a hospital for pain. She was back in her courtroom the day after Thug Life, and on Monday, she completed the sentence and ordered Redden to spend up to 4 years in prison for the unrelated baseball bat attack last year. So another judge giving her props. His attorney had no response immediately. The arrest report says Redden told officers searching him after the attack that he tried to kill a judge because he was having a bad day. So it's two things I want to talk about this, fellas. First, do we think it's fair that they added the attempted murder charge? I mean, he did say out of his own words, I'm trying to kill the judge. And two, what's wrong with yo? Nate, what's wrong with you?
See, I was caping for homie, man. And up until we got to the end of this where he said he wanted to kill her, I was like, you know what? Maybe he was just having a bad day. He ain't reacting well to the charges. Nah, at this point, I'm cool with him just staying right where he at. But the one thing I do want to say is that those police officers can't fight. He was tooling them up too.
Right. It was only... you see the one guy throwing the punches and they were not doing anything.
Like, oh, clearly he just did her shoulder. Yeah. That man is just there to write stuff down. He's not there to protect anybody.
He's a clerk. He never threw a punch in his life.
At all. You could tell.
That was
all right. What are your thoughts on it, Brian?
I said this earlier. I think Vince McMahon should sign him if he can get out. Clearly, that man got some top row action in him. Because that for you to be able to clear the bench, like he cleared the bench pretty well. You know what I'm saying? But he's never gonna see the light of day. They hit him with attempted murder on a person over 60. Like that was the back end to the charge. And that was the first charge. He's not coming home. I understand you having a bad day, but bro, jumping over the judge's desk onto the judge is not gonna make any part of it better.
It's not making your day better. He vaulted over the fence table, dived across the judge's bench and landed on top. Haltis is her last name. King Mo.
That's a lot of ground to cover between him and her.
Oh, and what the defense does? Like you're not close to the judge at all when you're behind that defense desk. King Mo, what are your thoughts on this?
So before I answer, so what was his original charge that he got convicted, right? What was his original charge?
It was attempted battery, substantial harm, and then he had another one for aggravated assault with a baseball bat. That was last year. So
that was two separate occasions, right?
Yeah. So the baseball bat was last year. That's what he was on bond for when he committed the attempted battery with substantial harm. So he was on bond when he committed another crime of attempted battery, and that's what he was on for.
Yeah. So he need to stay in there. Yeah. He got what he deserved. Then, like, it seemed like he keeps acting. Like, I could see if he got an attempted murder charge already and got found guilty and then did that, then that would be like a wash. But, like, how do you, like, get an assault charge or whatever and then escalate from that, getting found guilty? You're supposed to just ride that out or whatever and just be like, all right, whatever. Then you just jump over a table and then say you're going to kill the judge to get attempted murder. They're going to get him. He ain't seen the light of the day. And who else need to be brought on charges is the bailiffs and all that stuff, because they must have found them from people's court or something, whatever. How did they even let that even happen for them to get across or whatever? And they wasn't even like, that's crazy to me. That's nasty work. I don't got no sympathy for them.
I think they were just so caught off guard, because who does this? Like, I understand this is what I'm here for, but nobody's doing it. And they'd be like, oh shit, it's too late, he's on her now. But
but they trained them to be on guard, to be on some, I wish somebody would. And the one opportunity when somebody does wish they would, they don't follow through. Like, that's crazy. That's they supposed to be on point wishing for somebody to do something like that.
Shout out to the clerk.
They need to be fired.
Shout out to the clerk.
Yeah, they brought up more charges.
That didn't hit anything.
Yeah, the clerk tried his best.
He went home as a hero.
Yo, y'all ready for this?
Yeah. So,
I just looked it up. So it looks like from the bottom of the judge's bench to the top, it's almost 5 feet. So this at the height, at the tippy top of the judge's bench, it's 56 inches. Mm-hmm. So my man flew.
Vertical.
Flew, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta put the best dude like that in the they gotta put him in maximum security because he probably trying to jump out and get out and break out. So yeah, he
when they be do the that best longest dunker on the yard when
they do the longest ball. Yard too.
Receiver.
Yo, longest yard like too.
They're gonna treat him like a god when he get in there. He gonna be the man. You beat up the judge, bro.
So we can definitely say that man's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Put some money on his books for the culture.
Hey, good.
Culture.
What culture is
that? That's not my culture, bro.
Not mine. See, y'all don't just fight judges. I guess we build different. I guess we
all fight in the system.
Yes, we build different. It's crazy, Nate. But okay,
you better go call Dr. Umar or something.
I stood in front of a judge during like the mock trial, but that's the only time. Like,
I mean, I had time, but you know, that was years ago. Anyway,
so you built different.
I did not want to fight the judge. I want the judge to fight the power. Free me. Speaking of red flags, there's this list that was put out recently online. We've done lists before, and these lists are always funny, and I feel like some people try to be funny. But for some reason, I feel this list feels a little bit more like this person was serious. And the name of the list is Things You Should Do for Your Man as a Woman. So we don't have a we were supposed to have a woman here to help discuss this. She couldn't make it today. But we will try our best to touch this subject without being biased.
Maybe she's doing the things. She was on the list.
Yeah, she's too busy doing the list to talk about it. All right. List of things you should do as a woman. Do you even meet the qualifications of everything that you're requiring of a man? This is the list. It's 25 of them. I'll skip around. I don't have to read all 25, but man, we'll do about 10 of them, maybe 15. Be his safe place, his comfort zone, make him feel like home is one. Two, listen, be understanding, be patient. Three was number four because it says three and it says four. Feed his soul. So math was not mathing on this one, but number three, four, feed his soul. Five was love him unconditionally. Six was pray for him. Seven was be his peace. And that, I'm not gonna judge. I'm just gonna read. Eight, be his best friend. What if I already got a best friend? Nine, uplift, encourage, support him, believe in him. That one I stand by. Believe in your man. 10 is give forgiveness, grace, and be compassionate. 11 is understand him. 12 is give him space. Give your man space. 13 is cook for him, feed him. If you can't cook, just order some good food for him. 14 should have been number one to me. Respect him. 15 is be submissive. Ooh, that's going to be a hot topic. 16 is add value to life. That's very broad, but it's very important. 17 is be nurturing. 18 is heal and grow with him. 19 is give him king treatment. 20 is have a spiritual, I'm just going to read them all at this point. 20 is have a spiritual connection. 21 is help him become a better man. 22, be able to take care of yourself. 23, never look at what a man can do for you financially. Never look at what a man can do for you financially. 24, take away his problems and bring him balance. And 25 is take his soul. I think we know what that is alluding to. Brian, let's start with you on this one. What are your thoughts on this list? Is it accurate? Is it, I don't know, K-Fab? Is it fugazi? What is it?
I feel like people be putting too much burden on themselves to be this, to be my safe space. What are you talking about? I'm an adult. You can't be my safe space, because if you leave now, I ain't got no safe space. You know what I'm saying? Or be my peace. You can't be my peace, because if you leave now, I ain't got no peace. Or if you upset now, and ain't no peace. Nah, I need you to be peaceful. Don't be my peace. Be peaceful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I agree with you. Respect should have been number one. Submissive. But like, if you got a good idea, you can run it past me. Like, I'm not one of them type dudes. Like, I like to hear good idea. If you see me about to mess this
up, open door relationship, the door's always open.
Yeah, like, pull me to the side. I ain't no one of those 1000%. Just shut up and do what I say. Nah, dog. You been over there before? Tell me they be robbing, man. Don't let me go over there and do nothing dumb. Be able to take care of yourself. It is. Some of y'all feel like grown teenagers, young. Like you just want to have your job on the side. Like, I pay all the bills, you just cover like your phone bill and buy your clothes or whatever. And it's a little aggravating. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got the attitude of a teenager, because like, hey, you're an adult. Like, you can be an adult. Like, do adult stuff. And you like in your mind. Take away my problems and bring, I mean, you can bring balance, but I don't expect you to just be taking away all my problems, because now I gotta take away your problems. If I'm taking your problems, you taking my problems, everybody just keep their problems, we might be okay.
If I was Kanye, I wouldn't have these problems, but then
and I'd have, I don't want no Kanye problems. I take these problems over Kanye problems any day.
Now, them Jewish tunnels took the heat off Kanye.
He helped build it. So that's crazy.
He about to pop back out. Like,
watch. Oh, he about to go like, I told y'all.
Gotcha.
King Moses, what do you actually, let me ask you a different question. What is your favorite number on this list?
Oh.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
What's my favorite number? I forget number which one you was talking about, but the one about the finance. I mean, obviously, that's the one.
Never look at what a man can do for you financially.
Facts. That's the one that stuck out to me the most. The list is very valid and all that, but you know me. I'm always looking at it from another point. And I think the young kids say it's pick me. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like another little gypsy Jezebel that's out here trying to pander to dudes and be like, yeah, I'm not like the rest of these girls out here doing OnlyFans. I really care about my men. And this is this whole list of how to be a great woman. And if you pick me, this is what you'll get. Now, I have a little bit more respect for them. At least they playing the part a little bit better than these other sexy red gypsy Jezebels that's out here doing all this nonsense or whatever, just straight coming like, give me the money, and all this other stuff. At least they're giving the appearance that they could be good, and they could be. But if you're already doing stuff like this, why do you need to announce this? Why do you need to have a list of, okay, well, this is the requirements of how a woman should treat a man? Like, if you're doing stuff like this on a regular basis, you don't have to announce it. You just go out and do it. And whatever man you meet, then you'll be able to show him this without having to put up a list. And why the hell would you be trying to give this list to other women or whatever? They don't listen anyway. So I look at it and it's true. It's true. That's why I don't talk to women, try to convince them with this stuff. All this list stuff is just traffic, getting traffic to get them on their IG or Twitter to get their followers up and get content. All that gender war stuff, this is just a part of it. So it's going to be girls arguing against girls, men arguing against girls that's trying to say bad stuff about the girl that made the list. All a bunch of gypsy stuff. That's all it is. But it sounds like, but it's not realistic. You're not going to find a girl that has everything or majority of stuff on the list anyway. That's what I say.
All right, Nate.
Yo, I... Every time it's my turn, he's like, he cooks so well, like that's like Cole getting out of crack now.
From now on,
yeah, how the hell I'm gonna pull something out like that? God dang, ask me a number. Like,
what is your favorite number on the list, or favorite rule? What is your favorite topic on the list?
Not gonna lie, I thought take his soul did not mean what y'all was talking about, and I thought they meant just actually drain us of our energy and leave.
Nah, I thought it was talking about oral sex.
Well, they gonna do that regardless, Nate. That's just,
nah, because like a lot of this shit,
your woman, your job, your kids, everybody gonna do that.
A lot of this shit on this list, though, that's the end of it. Like, that's what's gonna end up happening. Like, what is it? Give him king treatment. But how you gonna give me king treatment and give me space? Like, there's no happy medium. Like, she made this shit up.
It's all general sounding nice shit. Like, what does that stuff even mean? Like, a lot of stuff don't even have no meaning. It just sounds nice. It's just cliche.
What is king treatment? Because Burger King, like, you get the crown, you get the French fries. What does that mean at home? Like, is she like washing my face? Like, I don't want to touch my face. which one is it? Number 9 is obviously the one that just
number 9 needs, uplift, that's encourage, a, that's support a, him, believe in him.
That's a non-negotiable. But the rest of that shit you could toss out the window. I don't need that.
And the song that they had on this, they played with this on the Instagram. It was Destiny's Child, Cater to You.
Yo, Shorty look cute though in the picture.
Yeah, see, that's how you get them.
She ain't doing none of that.
That's how they get
you. She ain't doing none of that shit.
She ain't doing. I can tell she ain't doing none of that.
But hold up though. I you can't approach every woman like that because they be trying to do that. You create a self-fulfilling prophecy because you feel like in your mind that she's lying, so you treat her like a liar, and then eventually she'll be like, you know what? I'm going to just do what you said I'm going to do. I'm gonna forget what I said I was going to do. I'm going to do what you said I was going to do because you just keep pushing me to do that, and you don't believe that I'm anything else than the what you say, a Jezebel gypsy? That's all I am to you? I bet. I'm about to jazz the hell out of this gypsy.
No. See,
do
I
you
think
hold up, Moses. Good. So, Brian, do you think that loneliness has treated her better than any man has? And that's why she can
Now this, I don't know. This girl look all right. She look like she chill.
But I'm right, saying, rebuttal what he was saying, Moses. He was gonna rebuttal that. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good. So what I'm saying is, I'm not gonna approach every woman like that. But when you start seeing certain patterns and start seeing certain buzzwords being thrown around or whatever, you already kind of hip to like, all right, this is where it's going. So yes, I do feel that there's some great women out there, whatever, and I know what that looks like.
Queens.
Yeah, I know what the action look like. Like I said, they don't have to put everything on Front Street like it needs to be validated or whatever. Like, some things are just organic, and then it is what it is. But when people try to do certain stuff to just put it out there for attention and for it to be seen, I look at it very skeptically. I could be wrong sometimes, but I'm always going to look at it like, okay, I'm looking at the reason why you putting this stuff out there, whatever. And more often than not, it's for attention, because these gypsies out here are addicted to it like crack. And if they don't get their fix, then they start getting sad and saying that they are lonely. And then they try to find another drug dealer to give them some attention. Another
Moses,
type of way.
Let me shoot
Moses,
you.
You don't think you're here. Using the same buzzwords, bro? You don't think you're using some
like
of the same
it.
Buzzwords and like
just call
the
it
same
like
language?
I call it like I see it.
I don't see many people calling them gypsies. But let me shoot you some bell, Moses, on this, because I see what you're saying, and I agree to a certain point. When you say something like, give him king treatment, and then you say, heal and grow with him, and then you say, be his peace, and then you say, help him become a better man, and then you say, add value to life. Are those not interchangeable at some point, all of them? So it's like you made a list. First of all, you got 25, and it's only 24 in here. That really bothers me. But it is like a bunch of buzzwords to a point. It's you're saying things that you think people want to hear, or you want people to think you're doing. Because then you post a picture of you and your man, but you only got half his face. So we really don't know who your man is. We just know what type of sunglasses he wear. So I'm calling this a red flag.
I don't even use that type of term now, like king and all that. Like, I don't need to be like, no.
Your name is King Moses.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But like, I don't need no things like, I don't need no king treatment or whatever. Just like, man, it is what it is.
Treat me like a normal human being who you love.
Yeah, man.
Nah. Anytime I hear king, I'm like, all right, I know. I'm good.
Yeah, that's that lyrical, spiritual, miracle terminology, whatever that be art. Like that type of thing.
No, I've had someone tell me they're going to treat me like a king in a bedroom, and that's cool, but they didn't put it on the internet or something like that, so I get it, you know? Like, I'm going to treat you like the king you deserve to be. Why, thank you.
Then just give me the controller, give me my pizza rolls, and leave me alone.
Well, when you talk about that value stuff or whatever, they got that from Kevin Samuels and all this stuff, listening to that stuff. And I hate them terminology, high value, low value, whatever.
And look where he at.
That's another one.
He's sassy. I don't want to diss the dad, but he's sassy. He a high value man. I went to the same place as all of the non-high value men that he would call people.
Oh, all in the same Red Bulls and tricking off.
Yeah,
it was a trick, maybe.
Hey, man, if you're gonna go out, you might as well go out with a Spanish bra.
Wasn't she a nurse or something too? Like, she just watched that man croak. That's crazy.
She was not on duty.
Probably set him up.
Probably did. Yeah. You know? I got something for you, Poppy, and
got him off that not on duty. Number nine.
Put a little fit in his Red Bull and it's up.
Mm-hmm. That's how they get you.
All right. This next topic got some leeway, so I'm gonna read some of these things. The topic was, is it okay accepting free drinks from men at the bar while in a relationship? And there's people who approach it two different ways. On the one hand, absolutely, but only if I'm not present. If I'm present, then you should ask me if I mind. But I won't mind to get you drinks. We good. You came with me, you leave with me. That's what some people say. A lot of the girls saying, why not? As long as he know I'm not going home with him, I'm taking lady. Yes, free drinks guarantee nothing. One girl said her boyfriend encourages it. It saves him money. Another one said, my husband always says, ask for two. Well, somebody else said a drink is an agreement. So 100% get you a drink. My guy Larry said, these comments just reinforce why you shouldn't be trying to buy drinks for women in bars. One said she met one of her best friends because he tried buying a drink, and she said, sure, but just so you know, I'll never smash. And that's why you, damn, you got instantly put in the fridge, wow. My guy. Instantly. Damn. King Moses said men shouldn't buy drinks because, you know, damn sure no woman would have an issue with their man accepting a cooked meal from another woman. And that's a bar right there. I didn't even think about that, but women would have an issue with their man accepting cooked food from another. You can't have a work wife feeding you. Oh, no. But it was not my
cook. I didn't even think about that.
See? Right.
Another one said it's fine. If someone is offering to buy you a drink, expecting to get something in return, then they're clowning, and that's on them. One dude was like, yeah, I'll just give them to my girlfriend. He's funny. My man Los, shout out Pasek, he said, these replies, LOL. I see a lot of capping going on. It's a habitual line stepping. And you know what? Never mind. Enjoy the show. So, oh yeah, and one girl said they can kick themselves in the ass later when they don't get anything out of it. One my guy said he's going to ask his girl drink for a friend and we both getting free drinks. You know, whatever. One girl said, I don't take drinks from any man I do not know. And I rarely do from men I know. Single or not, I go out knowing how much I can spend on drinks. I do not trust free drinks from nobody. Let me buy you a drink. So I'm gonna get to y'all. Moses, you gotta go last because Nate keep getting mad at me.
I ain't even mad. He just cooking. Like I felt like Papa Doc after B Rabbit. Like I didn't know my what to say. Now, like.
So shout out to my guy McCray. McCray says buying a woman a drink is a sign of flirting, and if she accepts the drink, it opens the door for her to flirt. If you accept a drink from a guy, what else will you accept down the line? Because you're opening this door to walk through it. Now, I get it. I've bought a woman drinks before with no intentions, right? And then my man hit me with the, did you find him attractive? And I was like, you got me there. But like, so there is a level of attraction and flirting in this. That's one way to look at it. Now, me personally, I don't care about the gesture. I care more about the disrespect. If you know she's with me and you're offering to buy her a drink, then we have a problem because now it feels like you're disrespecting me, right? It's just, you. Hey, she sound with that guy right there and you still keep going? Well, my boy, you better buy me a drink too and we're going to sit here and talk. What's up? Why are you talking to my girl? You know, like,
right.
Don't disrespect me on a spot like that. On the other hand, if I'm not there, you at the bar with your girls and the guy sends a round over. Girls going to be girls as long as you keep the respect factor. Go to your little list and see what number on the list is the one that says don't step out. But also, if your girl will cheat on you because somebody bought her a drink, that is not your girl, my boy.
That's true.
Nate, what are your thoughts on this?
So, one thing. If my girl, like, all right, but if my girl got a drink from somebody, as long as she's honest about it, like, yo, like, listen, this is what's up. And he's like, all right, cool. I don't expect anything out of it. Then whatever, it's going to be whatever. But a lot of times girls don't do that. They're lying. They're
girls
not going to
be lying.
They're going to just take the drink and they're going to let homeboy buy him drinks up until his last call. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going home. My boyfriend's waiting for me. And then have homie looking stupid. like that's how it happened. I personally, back in my heyday, I've bought drinks, but I don't like hover around them either. Like a lot of these dudes nowadays do expect something out of it, And I would just buy a drink and then walk away. And if we meet up again at the bar, we meet up again. I might buy another one. If you buy me another one, go shop a shot. I don't care. But if my girl did that shit, I'm just like, all right, man. As long as you just have fun, like don't get roofied, because I ain't trying to kill nobody.
I even knew this girl's name, Lauren. Right.
Brian, what are your thoughts?
There's so many rules. There's so many rules you gotta do. Follow no. Hold on. Wait. Back up. Fellas, in the year of our Lord 2004, stop buying these women drinks, bro. If you really want the woman to like you, buy her some wings, bro. Buy her some mozzarella sticks. Get fries. Get food, bro. Hey, forget about the liquor.
Wings. Because
then they'll be like, yeah, nah, you ain't take me to, I can't do Cheesecake Factory or something like that. So they stand.
No. We already in the establishment. Eat this. Fix your face and get the ranch.
The list said treat me like a king.
But, all right. I don't know. I'm with Fousey with that first part though. Like, you see me with her and you try and buy a drink, you think you funny. And now me and you got a problem. It ain't got nothing to do with her at this point. Is she out by herself? I don't know, man.
It's on her.
Are you safe? Yeah, are you? Yeah. If you, because also the point that Fousey made that somebody else said, she doing X, Y, and Z. That's not your girl anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? I like to give people a little space to kind of see how they act, and then I'll just act according to how they act.
You like giving them enough rope for them to hang?
Yeah, hang yourself. You know what I'm saying?
My guy, Pastor Mace, has something to say about this. This rapper Mace, not Pastor Mace.
You moved too slow. You wasn't saying this just a moment ago. You was sitting at the bar just spinning my dough. You owe me something. Bitch, you gonna blow me or something.
And that's what the guys think.
See, and that's problem number two.
Nate was not expecting that.
Nah. But you know what's crazy, Fousey? That song came out, what, in the 90s, I'm assuming?
That was on the second album, man. That was on Double Up.
So women been doing that for almost 30 years, and y'all still just buying unsolicited drinks? Stop.
They've been passing around the family secrets.
All right. So y'all can hate. I buy the group a drink. Like, if it's a solo dolo, I don't do it. I'll buy the group one, and whichever one out that group I catch looking at me for the second time, that's who I know it is.
Oh, but, Nate. Hey, Nate, where you work at? Y'all hiring? You buying six and seven drinks at a time, bro.
Hey, listen, in Charleston, you can split drinks. I'll buy a round for everybody. It's two drinks for one. Had to do a prohibition and shit.
Okay.
Yo, Moses.
They get well looking anyways. What do you do? Happy hour.
Yeah. King Moses, what is your thought, aside from the thoughts I already quoted you on? With these gypsy Jezebels.
All right. Y'all are some nice guys, first of all. I just want to say that away. Y'all some nice, good, upstanding gentlemen. And I salute you all. Here's my thought. First of all, let's just take the whole comment that I said, right? Would your girl be mad at you if you went out and saw some girls and bought them drinks?
How would she know?
No, and she, let's just say, okay, let's say she asked you whatever, say how was your night or whatever, and say, oh, I seen some cool chicks, ain't have no intention on doing nothing with them, but I just bought them some drinks. You think they will be upset? You think your girl will be upset?
Probably.
Oh yeah.
And why would you think that she would be upset? Because the thought process is, and we know what the context is, a man buying a drink for a woman is trying to get some.
It's flirting.
Now, what, however you want to phrase it, you feel what I'm saying? It's girls out here now that will not even just now, but just in period, that would not give somebody any until they bought them a drink, or if they wasn't buying a bottle or a section or whatever. So I don't even know why we acting like we don't know the context about the drink and all that. So what I feel is disrespectful, whatever, for a dude to buy my girl or my wife a drink, absolutely. And I would definitely look at her crazy if she took a drink from somebody, because it's like, it's kind of just like, yeah, I get it, you know, you ain't turning that now free, whatever, but this is like some begging shit or whatever. It's just like vagabond type of activity where it's like, man, like, you that pressed to get a damn drink? Like, that's crazy. You don't have your own money to buy drinks, and you just flirting around with dudes just to get free drinks. And it's girls that do that.
Money. You got my money.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if she's just sitting at the bar and somebody offers her a drink, I don't think that's begging. Not at least not on her part. He might be begging.
But, okay, so my thing is this. Why, okay, even if it's somebody that's coming up to you, giving you something, whatever, that don't mean you have to take it.
That's true, too.
You don't have to take it. You can politely decline and keep it moving. Because, again, women know what the hell dude's intention is one way or another around it. Like, it's crazy. So, like, I mean, you can't just expect something for free and just not be like, oh, yeah, well, he was just doing this a good gesture. Yes, it can be like that sometimes or whatever. It is rare. But more often than not, when dudes is on that type of time, they are trying to get something out of it one way or another. Sometimes true. People take a shorter time to get to the point, and sometimes people take the long road.
True, but then also you got women who take those drinks out of fear. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't take this drink, if I don't entertain this conversation, he gonna put his hands on me, or he gonna do something worse. You know what I'm saying?
You are so fear.
They trying to figure out how to safely work themselves out of this situation, and but it starts with taking the drink.
They protecting themselves by getting drunk. Why are you in this situation?
Now that don't even make sense. And then it's like, okay, you take one drink.
It does happen, but how does it go from there? You get one drink and then another. Where does your fear end? If that's the case, you take one drink, you take two drinks, you go home with them. You got them in a hotel room with you. Where does the fear end?
Also, we got to remember that we are men, and we usually feel either physically superior or at least physically competent in most physical altercations in a way that women don't. So we can always look at, oh man, you just did that. She really scared. You not scared to take a drink, or you not scared to confront a man one-on-one, but she can't even open a jar of pickles. She's be very afraid. You know what I'm saying? If he put his hands on her, she can't stop it.
Not buying that, bro.
And that's part of the problem, though.
They got security. They got bartenders is watching that stuff, making
and
sure
women
the girls
be getting dogged in front of security.
But taking a drink ain't gonna make it no better. Cause all right, she took the drink, and then if she ain't giving him what he want after the drink, then what was the point of drinking in the first place?
Now it's not your fear. He feels like she owes him something taking that drink. It's a thin line with that one, B.
It is, but it's a line. It is a line.
The last thing on my mind I wanted to do was kill you, but it's on my mind.
If it's on it like that, she has a phone. She should be able to call her significant other.
She could. She could call him. She could call 911. She called a lot of people, but they're not there right now. That's like having your gun in the glove compartment. It might as well be in the house.
I mean, it's better than nothing. I mean, that's what you did get to it.
If the protection can't get to you, it don't matter.
It's better than nothing. I'd rather have it on me and not be able to use it and die than die without it not on me at all. So any protection is better than anything.
Yeah, but you got to have it on you, though. It don't matter if it's not on you. It got to be on you.
Do they take girls' mace from them in the clubs? Like, they do that, right?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, I would. Yeah, that would make sense because girls go crazy drunk and just start spraying people.
The whole club.
I don't want your drink.
Yeah, but I don't think girls is taking guys' drinks out of fear. They drinking it because they want to get drunk on a dime of somebody else and not have to spend their own money, or they want to flirt or whatever the case may be. And that's all that is. I'm not saying it might be situations where some girl might be threatened, but that is very, very scarce. I think it's more or less girls be drunk off that horny water and wanting to be getting drunk for free and flirt and have an excuse to be drunk because, it's just free and whatever. I don't plan on giving no pussy. And if I do give them some pussy, I could just use it as an excuse. Oh, I was drunk.
Time out. I want to get drunk for free and flirt too. Why we keep making it seem like it's a bad thing? Like that ain't no.
Yeah, but my thing is this.
So Brian, you could be drinking that horny water.
Be complaining if it's a girl doing that. We not gonna be the ones complaining if a girl do that to us or whatever.
You drinking that horny water, Brian?
You ain't gonna take no free drinks from no man. I hope.
Do
we know the man?
Myself.
Like. Well, I live at Charleston's very friendly. Like, people will buy around a shot. If you standing next to somebody at the bar and they buying shots, they'll fuck around and buy you a shot. Yeah. So I'll take a drink from another man, but it ain't gonna be no man hitting on me. This ain't right. Like what's up, bro? What you drinking?
I don't know, man. Why? It's a wild world out here, man. I'm not saying there's not some genuine guys that be like, yeah, hey, just be, drop by you a drink just to be whatever. I'm not saying that, but if we want to talk about the time that we on, people be horny, man.
That horny,
people be horny, man.
Yo,
people be horny, man.
Some of y'all buy you a shot of tequila. That's that horny water.
I'm like,
damn, I've been drinking water all the time.
That's my favorite horny water. Like,
what's wrong with the horny water?
I'm about to start using that one. That's a good one, man.
Be right. Tyler Perry at the bar getting you drunk. Talking about, yeah, I can get you my next movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not lying.
It is a red flag if a guy buys a drink for a woman.
You be in a bar with Diddy, TD Jakes, and Tyler Perry.
Not the Diddy parties.
He just being a good Samaritan. Yeah. Or maybe you just might be afraid to take the drink or whatever, take the drink or whatever. And you don't know what's going to happen. So. He's
got to
do it.
Taking a drink buff and waking up to hear him saying, take that. It's mad. Mm-hmm.
That's not even how it happened, though, because he would be like, call your boyfriend. I want him. Like, so.
That's sick, bro.
That's what you call
drinking that Diddy juice. Drinking that Diddy juice.
That, you know, use that baby lid.
All right, let's move on, fellas.
Washcloths. Are for poor people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I only have one friend use washcloths, and when she would stay with me, she'd say, "Can I have a washcloth?" And I say, "I don't have washcloths. Yeah. There's no washcloth. Use your hand, dummy."
I really do remember the first time I crashed at a poor friend's house, and then he handed over like a towel for after the shower, and then a bar soap, and then a little one. I go, "What's the little towel?" And he goes, "A washcloth." And I go, I threw it back at him, I'm like, "I'm good." And he was like,
If you're wondering, the answer is yes.
They're white.
Yes, they are. Washcloths are for poor people. Nate, do you use washcloths?
Yes. Call me a brokey. So I don't care.
Brokey.
my old roommate actually did not use washcloths. And I was like, yo, do you use a loofah? Like anything. He's like, nah, just use my hand. So hearing this, I'm like, dog. Like, washcloths is like what? 20, 25 of them for $2?
Something like it. Yeah.
So I'm like, go to Target right now. They got to buy one, get 8 free. Like,
man, like they're giving them away, right?
Using your hand, though, is like, Are you exfoliating with your skin when you're scratching? Brian, what are your thoughts on this?
I might be half poor. I use a SEMA Japanese exfoliating shower towel. So you
can't hide money.
What the hell? I can't pronounce that thing.
I had to look it up to read it. Don't worry about it, Nate.
Send the link.
But you know what's funny? He did a video after this of him, because he, of course, tons of blowback. I'm going to get in the shower and I'm going to use a washcloth. That washcloth looked like he washed an animal. And every time people like that say stuff like that, like, I don't use washcloths, or I don't wash my legs, and I don't do this, I don't do that. I shower every 3-4 days. I'm like, do y'all have oral sex? Like, what is your oral sex life like? If you're not...
They drink that horny water and they don't care.
You gotta drink it. You feel the taste in your mouth.
Like salt and vinegar.
Don't disrespect salt and vinegar like that.
King Moses.
So,
are you a washcloth connoisseur?
Yes, obviously. I'm clean and I'll be poor. That's fine. But I've seen poor people that ain't had washcloths just use a towel, cut it in half or whatever, to clean themselves or whatever. So, I've never heard of this using unless you taking a bird bath or whatever, like you ain't trying to get caught or whatever, you know what I mean? You the soap in hand and that's it or whatever, a quick something like that or whatever.
Don't use washcloths for bird baths?
Man, do something. Yeah, like I don't know, but so, I mean,
I don't know, man. That's just some real nasty work or whatever. And but when I say the word gypsy, I'm not just talking about a female. Men are gypsies too.
He's a gypsy.
And when and I hate to keep saying this, but follow me now. Some people just do stuff for attention. That's and true. I think, I mean, he might be actually true, but some people are willing to say and do certain stuff in order to get attention towards them. So again, I look at this as some skepticism. Anything that's on Al Gore's internet, I'm going to look at it with some skepticism. Like, okay, it might be some truth to it, might be really like that. But yeah, some people just get stuff said like that just to get some attention. So
he is a comedian, and that was his podcast. So I'm sure he.
See, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know he was a comedian. I thought it was just some random Neanderthal or whatever to just be talking nasty, whatever. So
he seemed dead serious, though, even though he's a comedian. Yeah, he had the story and everything.
I mean, that don't even make sense about poor people using washcloths. I mean, if you go to a 5-star hotel or whatever, they have washcloths.
Or they have whatever that shit Brian has. The
Japanese wagyu. You ain't just using your hands to wash yourself.
Right.
What is the obsession with white people letting us know that they don't bathe properly? Like, I don't understand it. Like, I feel like there was last year, like 3 or 4 celebrities came out and was like, "Yeah, we only shower once a week."
Once a week.
I think it was.
I mean, it's not just white people. I mean, that's just stigma, or whatever. I mean, what's the girl? What's the girl? SZA talking about she ain't take showers?
No, Summer Walker.
Summer, yeah. Don't do that to my girl, SZA.
Some people just nasty, and now we have the freedom with social media to just say whatever we want, and they know that it's gonna get attention, and it's be like, yeah, you got some nasty people that's gonna be like, yeah, you, I feel you, and some people will be like, you lost your damn mind.
True. Like, yeah, when you say like, hey, I don't shower all week, I'm like. In my head, I'm like, oh, so you just smell like shit for 6 days a week. Like,
I am not buying you a drink at the bar.
Yeah. Get you and your little musty ass friends away.
Like, you don't feel that? Like, you don't feel that on your skin?
That layer of
that's dirt. It's dirt on your skin. That is dirt. That's crustacean.
The slippage. You don't feel none of that? You just, okay.
All right. So, definitely a red flag. Tinder has got a new plan out. Where you're paying $500 a month and it's new. It's $6,000 a year when you do the math. It's called Tinder Select. It's invite-only membership that will be offered to less than 1% of users. You can unlock it, and it has exclusive perks to new features and a virtual badge for $4.99 a month. It's going to have a relatively tiny amount of new payers, but it will make a significant impact on revenue per payer and ultimately on revenue, said the chief financial officer and president of Tinder. So how do you use it? Well, you could direct message to people without matching first up to 2 times a week for $4.99 a month. You can a profile with unblurred photos that is prioritized on other users like UGrid for 1 week, so you get to see the people that you can't really see. I don't use Tinder, so I really don't know how it goes. It's a meat market, you know. I call them the meat markets. You get a badge to show off that you are executive tier. There's a select mode that let members see and be seen by the app's most sought after profiles for more exceptional connections. You get early access to new features, and you have the ability to hide advertisement and see likes sent over the past week. Are we paying $500 a month on the meat markets, Nate?
No. Not at all. I'm not. No. Just go outside. You can bag chicks in Marshalls. Like, why you got to pay $4.99? Like, you could just, if you just go outside, like, it's easier than ever.
Buy them drinks. Brian.
How bad you gotta be,
Brian? What are your thoughts on this?
So, I'm with Nate on one end. It's like, you could just go outside, and you spending $500 a month on Tinder. You can put that $500 into going to fun places and meeting people. You
touch some grass,
yeah,
or Russia and get a mail order bride.
Yeah. But then two, if you willing to spend $500 a month to find somebody to be with, I would assume that you're serious about finding a relationship. So I would probably feel, honestly, I probably feel a little more comfortable picking somebody from there, but also I'm not about to kick out $500 a month on that.
Because you realize that creeps have money too, right?
True. Well, I mean, that's part two. Somebody, these boys be scamming and jamming out here. They just running up a gift card to Marshalls that they didn't do somebody credit card number on.
King Moses.
She want the Marshalls though. They got a good deal.
King Moses, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, who is we? Because I included we. I ain't paying shit. I ain't even buying drinks. You damn sure know I ain't buying no goddamn app for no damn Tinder or whatever for no $500 for whatever. That's first of all. Second of all, I do think it is brilliant that Tinder is doing this because it's definitely a money grab and it's definitely going to be money that's going to be made because this generation and this era we're in right now, a lot of people are losing, well, horny, but also losing social skills. So you would think that they would be able to go out, talk to a girl or a man and whatever, and socialize. It don't work like that now. They don't even teach that, or these people are not learning these skills. So that's why you have a lot of these trick babies out here that's willing to lead with the wallet because they don't know how to talk to women. They don't have any game. They don't really know how to conversate. They don't know how to rebuttal, certain things or whatever that are said back to them. They can't handle rejection. So it's easier for them to pay. So if people were paying, which they are on OnlyFans and all these other spots, why not jump into the market and get the money, whatever, and promise or put the illusion out there that you can find love for $500 a month. So it's smart on them. If people dumb enough to pay it, then I'll take the money.
All right. I think it's dumb. I'm not going to lie. I don't really have anything. I don't use the meat markets. I organically meet people.
Meat market is crazy, by the way.
But it is.
It's the meat market. Man,
Fousey. People love Fousey.
Everybody go on there for meat, women or men. They go in for some meat.
That's true.
It's the meat markets. I don't use them. I don't, mainly because I don't know how to translate well into an app to try to prove myself. But you know, put me in front of any girl, and we can have a good time and a healthy conversation. All right. Speaking of healthy conversations, this next one is not. A man is accused of kidnapping a woman, holding her against her will for years. And he's a Houston rap artist. Before I read this, I want y'all to know that this man's rap name is Viper. He's from Houston.
Yo, he looked like...
Yeah, he old now. He old. I don't know if it says his name. He's 52. He's 52, so he's old. He's accused of kidnapping her, holding against her will for several years. He's charged with aggravated kidnapping. Now, this man, Viper... He had an album come out that said, "You all cowards don't even smoke crack." That's the name of his album. Basically, "You cowards don't even smoke crack." Now back to this. According to court documents, officers responded to a home located where he lived for a kidnapping in progress. When they arrived, they heard a woman's voice coming from the window of the home. Officers began to speak to the woman, who told them about 5 years ago, she was pregnant and panhandling. At the time, the suspect, identified as Lee Carter, pulled over to give her a dollar. He then asked the woman if she needed help. The woman said she needed help. And this is great. Excellent writing, by the way. You can't repeat the word too many times. But the woman said she needed help, and he said he would help her and told her to get in the car. The woman got in the car, and he drove to his home, where the woman said he has been holding her against her will for the past 5 years. The documents say the woman told police he reportedly forced her to have sex with him. I want to remind you that she said she was pregnant. Forced her to take drugs. Y'all, y'all cowards don't even smoke crack. And prevented her from leaving the house by locking her inside a garage. The woman says she did not have a shower in the garage. You think she would have used washcloths if she did? But from time to time, he would allow her to leave the room to shower. The woman says she's never saw anyone else in the house while she was kept there, but could hear Carter arguing with other women while she showered. She said on numerous occasions, he would take her from the garage to the home. She would attempt to run and escape. Each time, he would run after her, grab her, and return her to the garage and lock her inside. She said she pled with him to let her go deadly, but she was threatened with physical violence. When she begged him to leave, he would force her to take pills along with crack, cocaine, and other illegal drugs. What was this album called? You cowards don't even smoke crack.
Dog, I don't. I'm looking at this dude's picture now on the album, and I just realized I didn't realize I was the same dude.
Yeah, that's him. He was younger, apparently. But
yo, that was my shit.
Wait, you knew that song? Wait, Nate, you wouldn't know that fucking song. How would you? You all, you cowards, don't even smoke crack. She said she texted police because he allowed her to use her laptop, and she used the Text Now application to contact 911 and told them she's being held against her will. She said she did escape once, but she ended up in a hospital, and he came and picked her up. He put up boards on the exterior of the garage house so that she wouldn't escape again. There was a makeshift toilet inside the garage that did not flush, a sink with a faucet and dripping spigot, a mattress covered with vomit, assorted chips, and a few Twinkies. That was a terrible vision just to think about.
Yeah.
The victim was extremely malnourished and weighed approximately 70 pounds with a pungent stench because she used no washcloths. Her clothes were very dirty and she had no shoes. A neighbor told police they never actually saw anything going on in the house, but from conversations with him, they believe there may have been illegal activity happening in the house. Don't draw a snitch on your neighbor now. Also, no word on if and when she had the baby. Remember, she was pregnant. There's no talk of where that baby went. And she was panhandling, and she did take the guy's money and go with him. She's a victim. She is a victim. Nate, are you a coward that don't even smoke crack?
I'm a coward as fuck. I don't smoke no crack, man. That shit. Homie, that is a lot happened there. Like, that's a nasty dude. That's a
nasty.
That's dude. A nasty man. I saw this on The Shy.
Nasty Nate the Great.
No, don't put my name with him. No. No. Nah, he gotta sit up. He's done for. Get him out of here.
And come up with the other guy.
Don't stream his song, but if you want to listen to it, it's not terrible.
Hey Nate, what you doing right now?
It's not like he's fucking to do music, right?
Right. What are you doing, right?
I ain't smoking crack. I'm talking to y'all.
You cowards don't even smoke crack. Brian, what are your thoughts on this guy, this situation, and naming a whole album? You cowards don't even smoke crack.
That's a bold statement, bro. Just to look somebody in the face and call them a coward because they don't smoke crack. Sir, I've seen the results.
Yo, if I'm out on the street and somebody's like, yo, man, you a coward. Like, you ever smoke crack?
Like, first of all, how did I get here? I don't go to venues with people that talk like that. Then how did I even get? I don't go nowhere like that.
They smoke crack in the open now, man.
That's crazy. Nah, I don't be on that.
No such thing as new crackheads because we all know what happens.
Right. So for you to call me a coward because I don't want to be that is insane. But in all seriousness, though, this is a sad story. She was already out on the street and destitute, and then you kidnap her and do this. And then on top of that, how are you having sex with this woman? You watching her fade away. They say she's down to 70 pounds. She ain't bathed in 2 months. She in there vomiting on herself, and you can get it up, bro. That's a lot.
What happened to the baby? She was pregnant.
I forgot about that. That's you right, Fousey. How do you do
smoke crack?
He's on crack.
But he gotta get charged. He gotta take that. That's a murder. I feel like that's a murder charge.
He's smoking honey pack flavored crack.
Honey pack flavored crack.
That hey man. They say that honey pack work.
This is the song you like, Nate?
Just listen.
alcoholics don't even smoke crack. What's up with
that? Oh my god.
Alcoholics don't even smoke crack. What's up with that?
Hey, crackhead. Hey.
Don't even smoke crack.
Hey to you. Don't even smoke crack. Use a snitch, fool. Miss me with that mug. Don't have to keep that steel. I'm about to blaze up.
Bar.
Even when it's out the deal, I check.
Making a song about smoking crack.
That don't even sound real. That don't sound real, y'all.
Who you think will win in the verses? Hov or Viper?
Hey, go ahead, man.
If yo if he put that on,
it's gonna be close.
Put that shit on. King Moses
Blueprint never existed.
You are from the land of DC, right? That area.
Yes.
The land, and so is Brian, by the way. Your city or that city that
don't even do it. Don't do it. Don't disrespect. Don't disrespect the mayor like that.
Elected a crackhead.
Mayor
for life.
And this guy performed at no, I don't know at his inaugural inauguration. He didn't. What are your thoughts on this whole situation and that song? Let's review the song. But okay, give your thoughts first. We're gonna do a song review.
Well, first of all, I don't know this man. Shout out to Houston, because I love Houston rappers. And I thought, I never heard of this man before. So I'm thinking this is like an old rapper from way back then and whatever. That sounds very recent. And I mean, they say that the best musicians are on some type of drugs or whatever. So I don't know.
Hey,
dude, with that information that you are, I don't know. Lil Wayne was the best at his peak when he was on that lean or whatever. So I'm going to say, but I'm not putting this man's music on my playlist, not being chopped and screwed or nothing like that. And I'm no fan of no cat burglars pulling up in the Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine rape van and doing all this stuff. That's very nasty work. And, you know, I mean, this should be a cautionary tale to these women that's out here trying to get the bag and get the coin and all this stuff or whatever, because it's a lot of crazy, horny, corny dudes out here that's doing nasty stuff. And if you don't want to end up in no basement, chained up, vomiting on a love seat mattress or whatever, then y'all need to stay away and stop doing this nonsense and stop trying to do stuff for money, man, because you might end up in a situation like this. And it's sad, man. It's real sad. But yeah, he needs to get locked up and gone for life, castrate him, do whatever, because I'm not a fan of no cat burglar.
What do you think happened to the baby?
Man, probably got so was it born or was she just pregnant? Because I mean, if she was just pregnant and that happened, probably lost the baby or whatever, because it wasn't like he was feeding or taking care of the baby, right, or whatever. So I mean,
it doesn't say, but it says that she was pregnant, so obviously she was showing, right? Because it was known,
yeah, probably lost the baby, whatever, you know what I mean? It's like she's living off of Twinkies or whatever, like
Twinkies and distorted chips. Y'all think she had some Cheetos?
He probably just bought her the box. You know, she went eating the pretzels. That's what she was.
Nasty work.
So now
I couldn't tell if it was saying she was pregnant when he first kidnapped her, or she was pregnant when the police got to her.
No, when he kidnapped her.
Okay. So yeah, she probably never even delivered the baby.
Yeah.
She walking around with a dead fetus on her.
Well, now that you put it that way, she probably did, but she said she'd been in there 3-4 years, so...
Four or five years.
I mean, yes, 4 or 5 years.
That baby 4 years old. Well,
no, that baby gone, man. Like I said, he feeding her drugs and all that, ain't eating and all that stuff, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, baby gone.
All right, so...
Let's be objective. That's crazy, bro.
Yo, it's because y'all cowards don't even smoke crack.
Yeah, let's be objective. Have any of y'all smoked crack? I just...
No.
No,
they're good. Like, can I say the N word? Like,
yeah, right. Naysayer. Yeah, shout out to the naysayer. Genius marketing.
Yeah. Y'all cowards. Hey, he's saying y'all, but he spelled it YOULL. So it's like you all cowards. Yeah. You all cowards don't even smoke crack. But he's saying y'all cowards. Don't even smoke crack.
If that came out,
He didn't sound intelligent on the track, so
he had auto tune and everything. Like, that's real nasty work.
Yeah. He sat down, wrote that song, and told somebody, "I'm gonna record this song." Mm-hmm. Oh, what's it called? Y'all cowards don't even
smoke crack. Like, who mixed this for you?
Nobody. That was one take Timmy right there. One verse by Timmy.
He's misunderstood. You hate him.
No, he sound like Pop.
Yes.
No, we hate you because you kidnapped a woman for 5 years.
I was like, yeah, you're right. I do not understand him, and I also hate him. Yes, you are correct.
And it's crazy that the daggone video has 4.1 million views on YouTube.
So I read another article where they talked about that was like his biggest song, so he kept re-releasing it because he had an original video, and then I didn't watch the whole video. I think he's like just dancing while he's rapping or some shit, and I was like, nah, I can't do this. But I am almost positive the views on that video went up after he got arrested. You know, there's no way to really tell, but it had to. Because no one's looking. I mean, it's genius marketing, to be real with you. You cowards don't even smoke crack. You know, it's like,
no, it's a really good advertisement for crack. Like,
does crack need? Well, crack does need a rebrand. It does need a rebrand. If you're gonna do it like that, it does need a rebrand.
No, they did rebrand it. It's called Ozempic.
Cocaine and crack is that was a mess.
Yeah, but they're not doing that ready though. Like the kids nowadays ain't making it. They ain't got ready.
They doing the cocaine. The adults. But all right, man. Let's get off this topic. But
what are we doing?
We bringing crack in back 2024.
Wow. I'm bringing crack back. Got that stick, stars know I keep it. They on my
job, these haters sick. And when I do smoke some green. Nah, but
when I do smoke.
Hear me out though. Like, if we do bring crackheads back, with the prices of televisions and things going up, we could get a really good deal.
Nate.
Are you defending crack right now?
Right. What are you doing?
I'm defending crackheads.
There should be no new crackheads ever. Crack should die. Crackheads should die out like dinosaurs.
Yes.
Know the result.
The old ones got arthritis now, so they ain't outside, but like my TV is starting to die. So
no, they're not outside, they become mayors. But still, there should be.
Hey, don't do that. Matter of fact, I tell people this all the time. That says a lot about the state of the city at that point. Because we was like, hey, man, the crackhead is the best choice, bro. Like, this is the one that's going to protect us. Listen, I got to go with him.
Your whole
I believe him, man. The bitch set him up.
I mean, he still did the
crackhead. Yeah.
Damn, they got me on tape shooting somebody. You still shot somebody.
Yeah, right. She set me up. I mean, I understand what you're saying, sir, but also.
But listen, you're the whole region, right? And Lord knows I love Baltimore and I fuck with DC hard. Y'all got some questionable politics. Sugar Dixon was caught stealing gift cards and they reelected her as mayor in Baltimore.
Man, they identified with Sheila. Sheila probably, she hyped these people to start scamming.
She was the original scammer, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't she on video doing an interview with somebody who was throwing negligee at her or something like that?
Yeah, I think that was her husband. Who else was dating?
She said it was her son.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else thinks it was her husband because why is your son, a grown man, throwing stuff at you while you're interviewing? So
I think whoever that is was a little, they were definitely on the spectrum.
Yeah.
They were drunk off that horny water. That's all it was.
Hey, yeah, B, we're not going to talk about this.
And drop them draws.
we a little over time. I don't care. It's the first one of the new year. We can go a little over. A jilted husband caught his wife cheating on her. So he took pictures, had them placed on the T-shirt, and showed up to her job wearing it. Is that treating him like a king? All right. So when it comes to relationships, there's a lot of risks. The number one thing most people fear is getting cheated on. That are being broke, but being cheated on is one of the top things people it happens more commonly than most people are willing to admit or even realize. A lot of people in the happiest of marriages and relationships are being cheated on. One man learned his wife was stepping out on him the hard way. Pause. He walked in on it, but he decided to get even instead of getting mad. Nah, he was mad, big dog. As a result, he took pics of his wife, put on a shirt, and showed up to her job wearing the shirt. To describe what is on a t-shirt. Main man caught his girl eyes closed with the hammer in her mouth. And her jaws are extended to where you can see there was some sort of sucking motion. She was giving the guy a blowjob. He walked in and took a picture of it. You think they stopped? That's not the question. And then when I look this up, there's a couple of women, and I'ma use King Moses' term here. There's some Jezebels. I'm quote one. Her name is Vicky D. Sniper. She said, "This is so low of the husband. How could he be so petty when he is supposed to be having a case in court with the man that slept with his wife? Because these are not really necessary. And by the way, why didn't he have the man's face she cheated with? It's just another case of men supporting men." My lady, you can't have his face there because her face has his penis in her mouth. Anyway, was he wrong? We know he mad. I might even ask him. Was he wrong for showing up to her job with her on that shirt with another man's part in her mouth? Brian.
I'ma say, yeah, he was wrong just because that's illegal, bro. That's
revenge. Brian B. Knowing.
You said
you go to jail for the revenge porn, my boy. Like,
no, revenge porn is posting it on the internet. It don't say it on a t-shirt. That is not in the language.
That's shaky. But
a good lawyer will beat that and claim insanity.
Nah, you weren't insane. You might have been insane when you took the picture, but you took the picture, went to the joint, bought the shirt, you had to tell the people behind the counter to print this on the shirt. Nah, you came back down. You came back to sanity at some point during this.
You came from sanity to pettiness?
Yeah. But
so you're saying he's wrong. He's wrong.
I mean, I get it. I understand.
But he's wrong. No, no.
Nate. Yeah, he. No, no. He. I think that. Yeah, I wouldn't.
He said wrong. Okay, Nate. Why is Brian wrong?
Damn. I So I wouldn't do it. But he ain't wrong. He ain't wrong at all. Nah, nah. You gotta get back. Nah, you gotta get that get back. If I walk into my house and you sucking some other dude off in my room, that's supposed to be our room.
On my $1,000 mattress. Like,
it don't matter. It could be my $10 air mattress. Like, it's the fact that you had the balls enough to do that where we lay.
Yeah, she had those balls.
I'm gonna come to where you work and show what you be getting into, and then if you ain't got no job, that's cool on you because you're going to be homeless anyways because I'm leaving you. And then,
that don't hold up good in court, bro. That them divorce lawyers or them divorce, what's them people, judges? That ain't a good look.
But adultery is grounds for divorce. It is grounds for divorce.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the posting and then going to the job, I don't know how the judge is going to feel about that one.
And technically, you can see that she's giving oral sex. I sent y'all the picture. Well, I sent y'all the But you can't really see anything. So you say, "I'm just wearing a picture of my wife." What you mean?
Then you gotta show the picture in court. I put that on the big screen, like just like Hope had them on.
Your Honor, that is not me. You need
proof. Put that on the summer jam screen.
It's not me.
Put the fellatio on the summer jam, man.
All right, King Moses.
I mean, you
did this guy buy her some horny juice first?
They probably did. I don't know. Maybe she went to the bar and just got a drink from this guy. Said I was married, and then there we go. Yeah. I don't know, but
red flag. You see how I did that? Red flag.
I mean, but yeah, he's wrong. Yes, he's wrong. I mean, what is that supposed to really prove that? Yeah, you. First of all, we'll sidebar that for a second. But you took a picture of her, put it on a shirt, and walked into her job. What is that supposed to prove? How's that supposed to?
She's a hussy.
But then, okay, she's a hussy. People knew she's a hussy at work. She's a gypsy Jezebel bed wench. You know what I mean? She was doing push-ups on the penis with her face. Okay, they caught her.
and then what? It, all right. After a while, people will be like, okay, well, that's just her, whatever. And life goes on. And you still look like a sucker for coming in there looking crazy. And all that or whatever about the adult, like, I don't want to hear all that. The whole point is that he actually took the time to walk in, see that his wife was getting piped up in the mouth, took his phone out, took a picture of it, and, like, nobody sees a problem with this whole thing or whatever. Like,
right.
Again, some people, I'm not saying this is not true, but some people just do the most for attention, and I'm not saying that it's not, like, I understand that you're upset at that point, but that is not the way to go about it. Like, you all can right, get back and doing some other stuff, quick. But that ain't it. That ain't
let,
it.
Let me interject real quick. I don't have the story in front of me, but there's a story where this guy knew that his wife, not his wife, their fiance, they were going to get married. He knew that she cheated on him with his best man. He somehow had it recorded. So he had the footage somewhere. I guess he figured it was going to happen, whatever. He probably set it up. But he had the footage. And at the wedding, when it came to the I do's, he said, I would like to play a video first before I answer that question. And he played it at the wedding. Is this the same type of attention you seeking? Or is just, you can't control how people act. Some people don't got it all. Some people are cowards and they don't smoke crack. Some are not. King Moses. So I love tying stories together. But is that the same type of thing? Like, you get what I'm saying, King Moses?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, I don't like that type of stuff either, whatever. Like, if it's going to happen, I'm going to do it in the moment or whatever and be done with it. I'm not about to hold on to this thing that just happened that's hurt me and just wait until the right opportunity to be like, aha, I got you, and you hurt me, and I'm going to embarrass you. Like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something right then and there in the moment and walk away from it and be done. And that's just it. That's just me.
With the wedding guy, though, they already paid for the wedding.
That's crazy.
Like, I wish I had that story, but he did that, and it was like, they already paid for the wedding, so
he ain't getting no refund back or whatever for showing the video.
True. Nobody had fun. I bet you. Well, I guess the best man didn't have fun.
No, he up there hurt, listening to Drake, drinking wine, and all that stuff. Whatever was like, oh, I wish I had my baby. Why she ain't do this to me? And that's all it is.
Yeah, and y'all went to a counter. This is like an iron on. Like, he probably just make his own shirts. You can iron that on.
Yo,
got the t-shirt.
So women, I feel like women do this all the time, though. Not the picture thing, but the wild get backs.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when women do it. I don't like it when women do it. And that makes it even worse that a man is acting like a female with that. Mm. To be honest.
But he hurt.
I agree with recording if you taking it to court. Especially this situation, y'all married and you just accusing her of cheating. Like, you can't just accuse. Like, you got to have evidence. Here you go, your honor, bow. All right, cool. But yeah, once you get to going up to the job and doing all that,
now I can see about recording it or whatever. It's like, okay, if it's clear evidence, not just that part or whatever, but all right, she's with somebody else, not me. That is totally different. I get that. And then that's something different where you taking that and you're doing that for not having to pay alimony or whatever the case may be. Whatever. That's something different. And I don't mind that or whatever, but just the fact that he put it on a t-shirt, like, now you will be like, just, you put a target on yourself, because, like, look at the dude that did that or whatever. Like, what woman's going to really take you seriously?
True.
Maybe them pick me girls or whatever. I'll treat you like a king, and I'll give you your peace and take your soul.
What's wrong with wanting to be picked, yo? They just put their best foot forward.
You know what it is? You know what the problem is with these pick me's? Because a lot of these girls that be on that stuff really was out there hoeing and going and want to take a retirement from all that and want to sit down and take a break. That's all it is. Because they ain't ready to give it up. They just want to take a break. So I'm going to go with this dude or whatever for 2-3 years or whatever. And then I'll be back out there on the streets. Get my OnlyFans content up.
All right, let's move to the last subject. I'm dying laughing.
Ask Joe Smith and his wife.
Too good at sex?
No, that was his fault.
I'm like, what is this performance?
No.
Lay down, act like you're tired.
Make me make you want to do this. Like, I don't want you to be like, welcome to the show.
Right. If you're like, oh my God, your mind's going to be blown, like... Mm-hmm.
gross.
If you find the clit too fast, one, someone cooked here.
Yeah.
Two, it took me 18 years to find my own clit.
Yeah.
What have you been doing in your downtime mm-hmm. when you like you just know you're
two
like
fingers just
two and you're no. like mm. like at least pretend you're but yeah. then if he takes too long then you start getting
you're
sad
like, oh man
because you're like if you can't even unbutton this yeah.
you're
not
like
gonna...
we'll be great friends we'll go shopping together.
All right, these ladies are saying that guys who are too good at sex give them the ick. Basically it's a red flag. Nate, are you a red flag to these ladies? Almost says me.
My podcast. Wait a minute. Where shorty at that's supposed to get on here so I don't feel as weird talking about this? No. No. I'm not an ick.
I'm not an ick. Oh, go ahead.
Shorty talking about something. It took me 18 years to find that clip. Like, my bad you don't know your anatomy. Like, it's not hard. Like, I wear glasses, so it's definitely not hard. I have an astigmatism, all right?
If you were smoking crack, you know your body better. Brian.
I keep my glaucoma away or something.
Brian, what's wrong with these ladies?
This reminds me, have y'all seen the, it's a list going around, right?
Another list?
It is of women who are on social media platforms or podcasts that have a conversation like this, and somebody would like jump cut to the notes app on the iPhone, and it's just like a list of like 100 plus things of what quote men can't quote unquote do. And I feel like this
one, yes, the list is like it's gay if men like celebrate
their
birthday.
Like that. I can't be,
oh, yeah, we talked about that list before. We talked about one of them,
yeah, I can't be good at sex. Well, that don't even make sense.
When I say good, like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm like Mr. Marcus, like I'm not going crazy out there. Like I'm giving my best effort though. I think I'm good.
I have no idea who Mr. Marcus is.
Well, look him up.
No, thank you.
You've advocated for enough people today, Mr. Crackman.
Yo, Superman versus Mr. Marcus was a battle. You thought Hogan Andre the Giant was crazy. Superman versus Mr. Marcus. He had me running.
Now we advocate. So Nate has advocated for crackheads.
They are nice people. Like, they're just generous. They'll give you the shirt off the back. It might
you
be their
pay
own
them for
one.
It.
They'll still get it.
All right, Brian.
Might be sticky. But... Say it again.
I was gonna say. Oh no, we already talked about
yeah.
that. King Moses from the porch.
I mean, you know, if it took her 18 years to find her clit, she probably don't use a washcloth. I mean, that's kind of obvious or whatever. So, I mean, we already know what that is. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, so I'm going to just keep it simple. I mean, it just sounds like bedwinch babble and just sounding like they're saying stuff for a reaction or attention. But let's take what they're saying at face value. Let's take what they're saying at face value, right? This proves that women don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. Some women want a dude to beat it up and be the best beat it up champ, all this stuff or whatever. And they'll complain about a dude that can't beat it up and is lackluster in the bed. But now they don't want somebody that's too good. So what are you saying? You want someone that's average? Oh, wait. A lot of women don't want average men because if you only make an average wage of whatever that is, that's not good enough. So you want a high value man that's making all this crazy money, whatever. So what is it? You can't be too good. You can't be too bad. You can't be average. So men, you should take notes. Women don't know what they want. And at that point, just do what you're going to do and let the results be what it is. If you get that girl and beat it up and it's too good or whatever, and she leave you alone, it don't matter. You already beat. You can't take that away. Can't erase what you were.
You can't roll
still
back.
Beat is a thing.
Yeah, you cowards don't even smoke crap. All right, so we want to wrap up. I just want to point out, forgive my friends for their views. I'm very innocent, but I'm unmarried. I'm very innocent, but I'm very unmarried. So I can't be uninnocuous is a good word. It's that time of the show where we ask you what you're fake mad about this week. We will start with Brian be knowing. It sounded like I did that right, but that wasn't me.
Yeah, that was
that was on
Brian be knowing.
What are you fake mad about this week?
That lady cable guy. I'm fake mad because I got a job offer. And the lady's supposed to call me today about the job offer, but she ain't call me. But she's always late. Like, she never calls me the day she says she's going to call me.
I hope she's going to pay you the day she says she's going to pay you.
Oh, no, she paid. She paid on time. But if we need to have a conversation, oh, yeah, I'm going to call you tomorrow as soon as I die. And I do not. Tomorrow never comes. It'd be a bunch of tomorrows between that tomorrow and the actual tomorrow that we talk.
She didn't say tomorrow an actual date.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Right.
Nasty Nate the Great.
What are you fake mad about this week?
I'm fake mad that I haven't seen too many of the Martin Luther King party flyers this year. I haven't seen them yet. And I'm actually upset because that's like my favorite time of year, because I just want to see the different things that they put Martin in. Like, they got Martin King Vaughn with Waka. Like, they got him doing everything. So I'm kind of mad that I haven't seen too many of them yet. I just saw one with Martin with Sukiana, and that one is a good one. I saw
with Jonathan.
They're gonna have that soon enough. They're gonna have that one soon enough. Like, so that's what I'm fake mad about right now. I'm about to show y'all this damn thing.
Hey, well, why are you
mad? Like,
King Moses from the porch.
I think you have to stick with that. I don't think.
King Moses from the porch. What are you fake mad about this week?
Well, I don't even know if it's fake mad, but I'm gonna tell you what I'm real mad about. I'm mad at these Jadenda, whatever that boy name is with the conch. And Classy Man or whatever that was, had what? People doing all this stuff, putting suits and whatnot or whatever.
My guy Jadenda? Nah,
Jadenda. That's what his name is, Jadenda. I'm tired of these Jadenda, Great Value Jadenda, conch head, lyrical, miracle, spiritual, busboy and poets going to Classy Men ass motherfuckers, going up and posted up at Target, going on these Target runs and recording them making smoothies and putting shea butter on and all this nonsense up there, recreating Tyler Perry Tubi movies to try to get attention from some women, trying to think that they mature, grown, classy, sophisticated gentlemen. Cut the theatrics. I hate it. And these dudes need to be locked up and put in solitary confinement.
Yo, Moses. that one with Homeboy was, he washed his face for like a half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
The wash rag?
And then cleaned himself up and went to go to the McDonald's.
The dude
who put the tripod in the parking lot at Target.
So that's funny. I saw a dude who was like, who caught him. Where he like he caught him in Target. He said this guy's walked past his car like 5 times in a row, and it was that dude for the Target. Like, he had no idea. He's just like, why is this guy recording himself? Yeah,
it's nasty. The one dude or whatever that has some cheeks hitting him up, talking about I'm trying to come through. He gonna talk about no. He up there in his house smoking hookah and watching Dragon Ball Z or some nonsense, whatever. I'm sick and tired of this stuff, man. This is why women is charging. This is why women is charging, and I don't like it. Damn. Take them to horny jail. Lock them up.
Yeah, why are you sitting in your house by yourself smoking?
That's smoking how you know hookah. He really, what's the saying? You say me, you show me a baddie, and I show you a nigga that's tired of having sex with her. Like, I don't care. No, you can't come over tonight. I don't care. I don't want to look at you.
But you know what? I ain't mad at that. Then I'm going to go smash another one. But I'm not about to be sitting in my house recording myself smoking hookah or might be crack. I don't know. Who knows? Might be Indian crack. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with people, but I'm not going to record it and sit in the house and just be chilling and record myself. I'm at peace. The fuck out of here.
All right. Well, what I'm thinking mad about... I don't really have anything. Actually happy.
Sorry.
Cowboys got the number 2 seed in the NFC East. I'm happy. I'm happy. Don't be mad at me. I'm fake mad that the Eagles fans have shut up for the last.
No, it's been so great.
Yeah,
I hope my Bucks beat them.
I hope your Bucks beat them too.
I think the Bucks are gonna beat them. I'm not gonna hold you. I think the Bucks are gonna beat them.
I mean, it's a new season. It's a postseason.
Now Baker Mayfield gonna have one of them games.
Baker. But yeah, I'm just, where y'all at, Eagles fans? And by the next time we record, it could be a whole different story. I could be on the couch with my team, but it's okay because I feel like we're just gonna have a good postseason. Shout out to Dak leading the NFL in touchdowns. Definitely should be MVP, but I understand why Lamar's gonna get it. So no argument here. That's all I gotta say. Take care of yourselves and each other. Be kind to each other. Love each other. You never know what somebody's going through. So just think about that when you approach them. Don't be accepting horny drinks. The horny juice. Don't accept it if you there and you got a man and it's disrespectful. Take care of yourselves and each other. And you know what? We're going to leave on a very, very positive note. You cowards don't even smoke crack. Come on, Viper. Do that shit. Wait, let me put my effects on. Come on. Let's go, Viper. Fake man. Don't
Podcast. He really sounds like Pop Smoke.
And if you don't nominate the Fake Mad Podcast for Best of Charleston,
I'm about to get on.
Know you smoke crack.
Y'all cowards don't even smoke crack. What's up with that? Y'all cowards don't even smoke crack.
Would have should have made his name Crack Smoke.
Yeah. All right, we are out of here. Thank you for coming out. God bless and good night.